And then finally, on a show we did in May of 2009 with Mo, Paula, and Adam, a face-to-face confrontation and a conversion.
Back in February, Mo Rocca did the unforgivable on our show. He insulted homemade sweaters. He said he hated them. He said they were, quote, too itchy. Well, this caused quite a stir among an online community of knitters at Ravelry.com. And I might be, there they are, I might be surprising and scaring Mo when I say they are here right now.
I can feel their needles.
There are knitters in the house. And they're here, and we understand they've actually brought you some gifts they made.
Well, that's very flattering. It's so great. I'll make sure to insult the makers of BMW next week.
So after the show is over, we're going to take some photos of Mo modeling his new homemade knitwear, and we're going to post it to our website.
For premium members only.
Yes, of course.
You know what? I hate Zenya suits.
I hate real estate.
Yeah?
I hate large, valuable tracts of coastal land.
You know what really burns me up?
What burns you up?
Those bricks of gold. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. You know, they're so uncomfortable.
Heavy. Yeah, who can spend those?
I really hate the bailout.
Photos of Mo modeling the sweater can be found at our website, waitwait.npr.org.
Of course, we're not just interested in contemporary animals. We're interested in prehistoric creatures as well. Here's a question from February of 2009 posed to Roy Blunt Jr. while Paul Provenza and Roxanne Roberts kibitzed.
Roy, according to research published in the science journal Nature, it was just 380 million years ago that two lonely school teachers did what for the first time?
Two lonely school teachers?
No.
Sea creatures. I guess your version could have happened as well.
I had an answer for the school teachers. I don't know.
Well, a lot of sea creatures are found in schools.
There you go. That's true. I think I read this. I think it was intercourse.
You're right. Yes. Scientists.
I was going to say that for the school teachers. I should have just gone ahead and answered, and we could have moved on by now.
Scientists have wondered where mating actually evolved, and they now believe it was longer ago than they thought. They've been studying the fossils of these shark-like placoderms, that's a now extinct fish, and they found what they believe to be fossilized evidence that those ancient fish actually mated. Prior to this discovery, most researchers believed copulation began sometime around 1964, on or around the release of the first Rolling Stones record.
Say that, like, oh, they think it happened, then what makes them think that?
There are two things. First of all, they found some rather complicated technical anatomical features in the fossils that are common to fish that were able to do that. And also they found a fossilized letter to a magazine called Placoderm Forum. And it starts, this has never happened before. But so,
under the sea. Under the sea, darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me.
We also covered the important area where fish intersect politics. It's on this show from May of 2006, a show with Adam Felber, Roy Blunt Jr., and Paula Poundstone.
Adam, when asked to name the highlight of their presidencies, Jimmy Carter said it was the Camp David peace accords. Bill Clinton said it was ending the war in the Balkans. Well, in an interview just this week with a German magazine, President Bush was asked to name the highlight of his presidency. He thought about it and then answered, what?
I'm president? Wow, I should throw me a party or something. No. He said that it was catching a 7.5-pound perch in his own lake.
That's right. What it was.
Yeah. And I'd like to defend the president on this. I think he was right.
He was asked about the best moment of his presidency, and he said, I quote, I've experienced many great moments,
and it's hard to name the best. I would say the best moment of all was when I caught a 7.5-pound perch in my lake, unquote.
Before he caught the perch, he tried diplomacy.
And he said,
he gave it a chance.
I know. He said, but what was I supposed to do? Trust the word of a mad fish?
It's a big mission accomplished sign over the lake. Boy, that aircraft carrier barely fit in that lake, did it?
It was supposed to say fishing accomplished.
Yeah. Support for NPR comes from Chevrolet, maker of the Volt. It's more car than electric. Available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at MacFound.org. And LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 800-555-TREE. We'll be back in a minute with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.